Absolutely. I'm frustrated, very frustrated today and yesterday to learn that the Alternative A5 Alliance have once again come out of the woodwork to put in a legal objection against the A5 proceeding in its current proposal. That is hugely frustrating for me. It's hugely frustrating for the wider community right across the entire Northwest, the West, who are waiting anxiously for this development to go ahead after waiting for decades for any form of progress on it. Yesterday, once again, the same people that prevented it from going forward before are hard at work to do all they can to derail the progress around this project.
Now, as I understand, they have tried to do this through the courts, but has their case not already been made through the public inquiry at this stage?
Well, they obviously don't have much faith in the case of the public inquiry. They're going down another route, and they've did this before, so they know the ins and outs of it, and they seem to be using it as a tactic to derail the necessary progress around this project. I couldn't believe yesterday that I was seeing this happen all over again. We desperately need this A5 road. There's no other way of saying it. Day and daily, people are sitting in huge queues of traffic in very dangerous conditions. People are getting frustrated on the road because of tractors and slow-moving vehicles. The road has taken a large number of lives. They've travelled on that road to work, to school, to simply partake in their daily activities. Many have never returned home as a result of travelling on that road. So it's absolutely necessary, not just for the health and safety reasons, but also in relation to the necessary investment that is absolutely vital and integral to the investment in the West that is so badly needed. There's an infrastructural deficit here. It's very clear. We have no network rail system, so all we depend on is on our roads, and our roads are terrible. There's no way around it. There's no other way of arguing it. The roads in this part of Northern Ireland are an absolute disaster, and they're a death trap. And those roads need to be upgraded. They were supposed to be upgraded over 50 years ago, and we are sitting here in 2016 with absolutely no progress in relation to this project. And the people in the West aren't just frustrated at the litany of empty promises from successive ministers in the A5. They're angry, really angry, and angry that despite commitment after commitment, and after minister from each of the following parties at Stormont, from Sinn Féin, the DUP and the Ulster Unionists, not one of them have delivered on their word to secure this project. And the worry of this is, someone said to me today, Daniel, if the department has done their work properly, surely there's nothing to worry about in relation to a legal challenge. Well, I'm sitting here today and I could honestly say that I would have no faith that the department has done their work properly, because they failed to do the simplest of things in the past. And it was the simplest of things in the past that derailed this project beyond belief and cost millions, tens of millions of pounds to the taxpayer.